KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 41. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, April 28th. News sponsored by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust, and Dehart Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be a nice weekend. Sunshine and temps around 80 both today and tomorrow. Several people injured in a traffic accident in Dibble. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glenhaven, 224-0909.
Several people taken to the hospital, and two of them were admitted after two vehicles collide in Dibble. It happened about 9:30 last night on State Highway 76 and 260th Street. The Highway Patrol reports a car was westbound on 260th Street where a stop sign had been knocked down. The car entered the highway and was hit by a southbound SUV. Five people in all taken to hospitals. The two passengers in the SUV, 73-year-old Randall Howard and 60-year-old Vicky Howard of Ringling, last in serious condition in an Oklahoma City hospital with head and trunk injuries. The family in the car, 56-year-old Gary Pack, 52-year-old Kelly Pack, and 18-year-old Cassidy Pack, all of Newcastle, taken to a Norman hospital where they were treated and released. Three people hurt, one hospitalized after a chain reaction crash involving a semi. That happened on I-35 south of Winniewood about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The Highway Patrol reports the semi, driven by 64-year-old Joel Sullivan of Lindsay, had slowed on the interstate because of traffic congestion. Two vehicles following behind Sullivan and crashed into his rig and each other. Sullivan was not hurt, but a Texas woman in one of the cars had to be airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. Two others were taken to an Ardmore hospital where they were treated and released. A convicted sex offender back in jail accused of sending X-rated text messages to a 10-year-old girl, or Facebook messages, we should say. 29-year-old Dusty Lee Grossclose, also known as Dusty Turalba, arrested by Chickasha Police and the District Attorney's Task Force this week. Court documents indicate the girl's mother called police earlier this month after seeing some lewd Facebook messages that were being sent to her daughter. The documents also indicate Grossclose has reportedly confessed. Back in 2008, Grossclose pleaded guilty to felony indecent exposure charges, sentenced to 10 years with all but 6 months suspended. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender. In 2009, though, he was charged for a failure to register as a sex offender, and in 2013, charged for a failure to comply with a sex offender registry. Grossclose remains in jail in lieu of a $250,000 bond. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Three men arrested and now charged with misdemeanors after a strong-armed robbery occurred at a convenience store earlier this week. It happened Thursday night at the parking lot of a truck stop west of downtown Chickasha. A Chickasha police affidavit indicates the victim said the three men beat him and stole his wallet with nearly $500 inside. One of the suspects said that the victim owed him some money for helping him do some work earlier in the day. 27-year-old Casey Keaton of Verdon and 37-year-old Charles Hohaver and 35-year-old Mohit Soni, both of Sorrel, have all been charged with misdemeanor petty larceny. Keaton also charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. All three men are out of jail after posting bond. A lot of law enforcement agencies and public health groups encouraging Oklahomans and Americans to turn in their unused and expired prescription drugs. Today, National Take Back Prescription Drug Day. In this area, there are a number of drop boxes available. Julia Cochran with Red Rock Behavioral Health Services asked for Oklahomans to drop off
anything that's unused or expired, so opioids, over-the-counter pills, tablets, capsules. We also accept ointments, creams, lotions, and powders in their original containers.
Over a two-year period, Cochran says drop boxes at the Chickasha Police Department and the Grady County Sheriff's Office has collected 600 pounds of old or unused drugs. There are also drop boxes at three pharmacies in Chickasha, including Grand Care, Chickasha Clinic, and Liberty Drug Pharmacies. There are also drop boxes at the Cedar Springs Pharmacy in Tuttle, as well as the Tuttle Police Department. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Low-income families in Grady County may qualify for a low-cost program to help make their homes more energy efficient. Cody White with the Grady County Home Finance Authority and Amanda Wilkerson with Grady County Emergency Management, this week's guests on our Cool Conversation to talk about that. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, Weston DeHart with CMS Whittlebrook Construction is this week's guest. Both programs coming up next hour. Also, look for links to both programs on our website, Cool1055FM.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast, a gorgeous weekend ahead. Lots of sunshine, highs around 80 both today and tomorrow. Right now, fair 41 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool105.5 Sports, next.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
In sports, Anadarko Warrior football coach Kent Jackson has resigned. Jackson led the Warriors to three state championship games, winning state titles in 2011 and 2013. He spent 20 years as a head coach in all, the last 14 at his alma mater at Anadarko. While stepping down as head football coach, he tells the Oklahoman he'll remain as athletic director. The Fightin' Chick soccer team bowing out of the postseason, dropping a 3-1 decision to Bethany in the first round of the 4A soccer playoffs last night. The Chicks end the season with a 9-6 record. Bethany advances to round two, where they will play Woodward on Tuesday. Elgin and Bethany girls soccer teams open the playoffs at USAO's McLaughlin Field last night, and Elgin scores a 2-0 victory. They will advance to round two, where they will take on Hera. And the Newcastle girls soccer team lost their first-round playoff game to Newkirk last night, 6-0. Now to high school baseball, where the Ampo Panthers are headed to the Class A state tournament. The 5th-ranked Panthers skate past number 12 Rattan 15-5 to win the regional tournament at Ampo yesterday. The Class A state tournament games all will be played at DeLisi Park in Oklahoma City starting next Thursday. Fort Cobb Broxton and Fletcher, in the meantime, both forced to their if-necessary games if they want to get to the state tournament. The 4th-ranked Mustangs lost a high-scoring game to number 11-ranked Pioneer Pleasantvale 12-10 yesterday. And then the 6th-ranked Wildcats fall 1-0 to number 10-ranked Navajo. Both of those if-necessary games are today. Fort Cobb Broxton versus Pioneer Pleasantvale and Fletcher versus Navajo. Lokiba Sickles, ranked at the top 5 in the Class B baseball rankings all spring, will not be going to the Class B state tournament. The Panthers lost to Southwest Covenant yesterday for the second time in 2 days. The Panthers did win an elimination game over number 12 Varnum 5-4 to get a second shot at Southwest Covenant, but then the Panthers lost 8-2 in the finals. The 3rd-ranked USAO softball team scores a couple of shutouts and a doubleheader sweep over Southwestern Christian in Bethany yesterday. Emily Cerny allowed just 3 hits and a 9-0 win in the opener. She struck out 6 and walked 2. 8 drovers combined for 10 hits. Shania Beck had 2 of them, a solo homer and a double. Game 2 was a 9-0 win. Jordan Depridge allowing just 3 hits, striking out 4, walking 3. Shania Beck and Darcy Chester both had 2-run homers in a 4-run first. The Drovers finished the regular season 47-4 and a second-place finish in the Sooner Athletic Conference. They will host one of the brackets for the upcoming Sooner Athletic Conference tournament. That'll start next week. The 8th-ranked Drover baseball team ends its regular season with a home doubleheader with Bacon College today. With a sweep, the Drovers can tie Oklahoma City University for first place in the conference. However, the Stars would claim the outright title since they won 2-3 against the Drovers during the regular season. The Drovers also expected to host a bracket for their upcoming conference tournament as well. The Oklahoma City Thunder basketball season is over. The Thunder drop a 96-91 decision to the Utah Jazz last night in the first round of the NBA Western Conference playoffs. The Jazz win this series 4-2. They will go on to play Houston in the conference semifinals. That'll open up tomorrow. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and the Glenhaven Retirement Village.